We're at the Alexander Stadium here in Birmingham. We're at the Athletics, and we've got Zach Shaw with us from England. Zach, you've just been taking part in the 100 metres. Yep, how was it?
Yeah, fun. The crowd were good. It was a good race. Nice to get through to the final. So, yeah, it's all good.
How did you come in the race then?
Yeah, so I won the heat. But the way the qualification works, you pretty much have to win your heat to make the final. So I knew that going into it. So, yeah, I felt once I got to 60, 70 metres, I felt quite comfortable. So it was nice to get through.
So are your heats complete? Do you move on now?
Yep, so move straight to the final now.
Well, when does that take place?
Tomorrow night, so Thursday, I think it's at 8 o'clock in the evening.
So you're feeling confident, it's 100 metres your race?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going into the final ranked second on times, but I think I can win it.
When you're in something like the heats then, are you looking for like personal best or season best, or are you just looking to get up front and nice. Get through?
Me personally, get through the rounds, yeah. Ultimately, you can be the fastest in the heat, the semi, but if you don't win the final, it doesn't matter. So it's just about getting on that start line.
So do you run yourself or with a guide runner?
I run myself.
And when you're out there on the track with other guys, I mean, how do you focus yourself? Because we're listening to the noise in that stadium and it is immense.
Yeah, do you know what? I've been so nervous leading up to this. But when you're on there, it's so natural to you. You train it every day. It's literally the same blocks, the same 100 metres you do in training. It's just a different atmosphere. So if you're going up with that mindset, you can be a bit more relaxed. But it is definitely scary.
How do you prep for it? Because you don't want to burn out just before. You don't want to peak. Is that tricky?
Yeah, I guess that's why you trust your coach. Like my coach writes my plans, Liam Baptiste, a great guy, trained in Loughborough. So I just completely trust his vision of how the programme should go.
So you're aiming for the medals, you're looking for gold. Again, do you think about personal best, or do you just think about getting that first place?
Yeah, again, like when you retire, you don't get remembered for running a personal best in the final. You get remembered for being on the podium, so nothing matters. Honestly, I could roly-poly the race and win it. I'd be happy.
And after the Commonwealth Games, which of course is on home territory, home soil for you, what's the next challenge?
Honestly, I want to go to the Paris Paralympics. I missed out on Tokyo. I was actually the first reserve, which is still tough to take to this moment, to be honest. Missing out by one place, so I definitely want to go to Paris. Yeah, that would be a dream of mine.
Well, Zach, best of luck with the final. We'll be rooting for you, and thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, thank you, and thanks to everyone at the RNIB. Do a good job.